WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Missed you. Aww. But I knew that we would be back together again someday. I saw it in my dreams. This is the Firefly Funhouse. Yeah. And my name is Bray Wyatt. Yeah. Yowie wowie, we're going to have so much fun here. This is my special place. And all my fireflies can feel safe here. And I cannot wait to show you all what I've learned. Oh, and I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Yeah, I'm Mercy, the buzzer.
Hi, I'm Abby. The witch.
You are going to love them. Now, I used to be a very bad man. Okay. I deserve that. But trust me, I have been barbarically punished for all of my wrongdoings. And that part of me is dead now. However, I do keep a reminder so that not even in my weakest moments will I ever turn into that pathetic slob loser ever again. See?
Oh.
And remember, Fireflies, I'll always light the way, and all you have to do is let me in. I'll see you next week.
We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never, ever end.
Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG.
G1211. I'm Rock. That's Lindsay. Go.
Why did you make me sit through that again? Why? Like, you can actually pinpoint the moment in that where my soul just breaks.
Okay, because I needed to see it again. That's why. I needed to experience that again. Because if you... Okay, so what a part of it, like when he hurts the cardboard cutout, he's listening to his hand that says hurt. That's subtle. A little subtle thing. It's like, he's insane. He's gone insane. He's gone crazy.
He wasn't crazy before.
But he's gone... He's lost his mind completely now.
He didn't have it before!
But he lost it even more.
Okay, I'm just going to put the disclaimer right now. If you're listening to this at work, if you're listening to this with your kids around, if you're listening to this with sound on... You may want to, like, I don't know, lower your sound, get away from your children, put in your headphones, because I'm probably going to drop a couple F-bombs on this show. This is your warning, because I'm just going to say what everybody else has said. What the actual fuck? I'm sorry, what the fuck? I'm in shock. 8 months, 1 week, 2 days.
And about 23 hours.
Just going to put that out there. Forget the other stuff. 8 months! 8 months! And yes, I agree, it was subtle, but 8 months! We get these creepy promos! It's like, okay, he's back! He's coming back! He's doing something! I'm excited, everybody's intrigued, and he comes out looking like some demented Target employee in chinos with blonde hair.
So, she can't get past the pants. Let's throw that out there. She can't get past the pants.
I cannot get past the pants. I can't get past. There's a lot of unfortunate hair clothing combinations going on here.
But you gotta look beyond the pants and the hair.
No.
Yes, there's more to this than you realize.
No, I watched it. I watched it with everybody else. And yes, there's a lot of good stuff going on in this. I'm not even going to lie. There was a lot of really, really, really good stuff. But it's just a WTF kind of thing. Where it's like, what? This is a complete, even for Woke and Wyatt, this is a complete departure from anything he's done. This is a brand new character under the same brand. And there is going to be a huge level of shock. Because I think a lot of people did sort of want him to go back to that more dark, sinister place. And he could. There's nothing saying he won't. But this was a WTF. This was a what the fuck, I think, for a lot of people. And this is going to be something that it's like, you're either really going to like it, you're really going to hate it, and there's going to be no tween. Side note, dude is built like a big brick shit house now. Like, I don't know what Bray did in those 8 months. Well, I do, actually, but...
Bang, bang, bang and a bang. Instead of bang, bang, bang and a bang.
But, I mean, he's built like a brick shit house now. You can't argue with result. But, yeah. So, I mean, he looks physically really good. He looks rested. He's lost a lot of weight. I don't know about this yet. I haven't processed this yet. I'm going through processing this right now because they dropped this on me 30 minutes before we were going on the air. I screamed about it for about 20. So I don't know about this. I just don't know if I can go with this or not.
It's different.
It's extremely different. It's kind of like that time Taker shaved his head and I just was never okay with it. It's kind of like that. But way worse.
This is what I'll say to this, and put it out there. There seems to be a focus and direction, number one, which is something he hasn't had in forever.
Oh no, I agree with that wholeheartedly. He hasn't had it in forever.
Number two, this could make him a superstar.
Or it could make him a main event jobber.
Not in the actual main event, the TV show main event.
Like, here is my concern with this, okay? Is the character itself, like, at the heart of everything, especially with the modern day writing, is this could, the whole cult leader creepy aspect that he had going on, there is a really, really, really hard line between creepy and corny, and he always played it right on that line where he could like dip his toe into corny, but he could bring it back to creepy enough that it was fine and it read creepy. It was that whole dynamic that it was dark, it was sinister, it was all those things. And, but there was that other side of he could go really corny. And that's kind of where Woken Wyatt started to sort of go, was corny. And he's back on that line again with this, where it can go either way, because it was like, it was really corny to start. And then he brought it back with the chainsaw, with the gloves and the chainsaw and cutting the cutout in half, which I have that cutout in my basement right now. And I was like, oh, hey, I know what that is. And so he kind of brought that back a little bit. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know how this is going to go, because now he's opened a door with this, that this could go in a really bad direction for him. He's focused. He has a plan. He has an idea. He's retooled the character. He's in a really good place. All the quality signs are there for him to be a superstar, but we've seen that happen before, and it goes so wrong so quick, because there's something that somebody else sees in the writing staff or in upper management where they're like, instead of finding it creepy, they find it funny. And then it goes from being a creepy gimmick to a comedy gimmick like that. And then he's done, because we see how long comedy gimmicks last. And that is my worry with this, is that that's where this is going to go.
It's not going to take it there.
I mean, this is the first foray into it. These are the concerns, but we'll have to see what they offer next week, because they're keeping this very much under their hat in terms of what this is going to be. But for right now, for what we've seen, it's like we had the sinister promos leading up to this with the buzzard and with the dolls and everything else. And so it was like, okay, we're on the right track. This is good. And then we took a left turn somewhere, not 100% sure where we turned, but then we went to a Pee-wee's Funhouse ripoff.
We're inside Bray's head at the moment, and that's where we are.
I am terrified that this is Bray's head. So at some point, though, we have to come out of Bray's head.
And whatever that is what he's going to be. And I think he's going to be creepy, because that's who Bray Wyatt is. He can't play anything other than creepy. And there was a lot of creepiness in that whole promo, even with it being very happy-go-lucky.
Well, the fact that it was happy-go-lucky, just the whole undertone of it was that, because it's like, it's almost Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's very close to that, where he's, everything is fine, everything is happy, but there's all these sinister elements around with the buzzard and the doll and everything else, and him, where he's got the gloves on, you know, with the hurt hell gloves. And just the whole presentation of it was, there's this happy facade, right, where everything's fine, and then underneath it's much more sinister. So there's a lot of really subtle stuff going on in this, but I don't know, dude. If they keep it like this, I don't know if I can go down this road with him. I just don't know if I can do that.
It's going to get worse, but good, if that makes sense.
If it gets worse and it gets more dark, that's fine. Like, if he goes more back to what he was without the Swamp Cult, that's fine. Because what was really intriguing about him was he was always a mystery. You can never figure him out.
And I think that's where we're headed. We're going to go to a point where you can't figure out what this character is and what he's thinking and what he'll do next, because he's going to play this very conflict. He's trying to be good, but the old Bray is in there, and old Bray will kind of creep out over and over. The old Bray is going to be the driving force of what new Bray is.
So the question is are they going to answer where Bray Wyatt has been for the last 8 months? Did Bray Wyatt, are they going to go there where it's like, well, Bray Wyatt maybe went somewhere, like an institution or something, or he, like, what happened? Because there's a trigger for all of this, whether it's the Matt Hardy stuff, whether it's the Randy Orton stuff, because it's like, he's been gone for 8 months, and he said multiple times on Twitter, there is no more compound for him to go to. Randy Orton destroyed it. So there's nowhere for him to go there. So the question is where has he been for the last 8 months? What has happened to him in that time? Did he go the Eric Rowan route and he went and got help, but it didn't quite take?
Clearly, he did. The help did not take.
So, like, what's going on here? And I mean, it's raising a lot of questions, which is good, but I just, again, I have a lot of concerns that this could go south in the wrong way very quick. But again, Chino's, he's in God damn chinos. And he's blonde.
He's not completely blonde, but he's blonde.
Honey, your hairline cannot take hair dye, okay? I love you. I know you'll probably never hear this, and if you do, you'll roll your eyes and you'll yell at me. But you know what? Your hair, your hairline, it cannot take hair dye. It can't.
It looked like, you remember that suntan stuff that you just sort of put in there?
Oh, it's like bleach.
Yeah, it's like that spray-on blonde stuff. That's what it looked like to me.
But it's even worse. It's not good for his hair. It's not good for his hairline. It's already very questionable as is.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't... Okay, I'm going to put it another way. It makes him look balder.
I don't disagree, but maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the plan. Who knows?
For him to look like he just has a ball of hair on the back of his head and he doesn't have any hair on the top of his head?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry, in that light, and I'm just going to say it, it made him look balder. I hate saying that, but that was just like, that was, like I said, there was some hair and clothing choices going on that it's like, what?
So did we get all this out of our system?
You're going to have to deal with this for the next 2 weeks, privately. But yes, for now, it's out of our system.
2 weeks?
However long this lasts.
It's going to be months. But no, we're 20 minutes in. We got to continue the show. There's other things that happened on this show tonight.
I don't care about anything else that happened on this show tonight.
More WTF moments. Bobby Roode or Robert Roode. What? What's that thing on your lip?
I haven't seen that much of Bobby Roode's face since 2004. It's awkward. I miss the beard.
He's now the glorious Robert Roode. Who beat Ricochet tonight.
Which is okay. All right.
Start of heel Bobby Roode. I'm all in.
Let's go with this. I'm good with this. Mm-hmm. They're trying to turn him into mini Rick Roode, I guess. But I mean, they're pushing Bobby Roode. Let's not argue with this. Let's just go with it.
They realize
porn stash and all.
They realize they're lacking heels. They need heels. So Robert Roode and the stash, which is all over Twitter, is a thing. Also on this show, Becky Lynch beat Alicia Fox. Her and Lacey Evans got into a verbal spat. How Becky brought up how Lacey is, you know, doing favors for management backstage, if you catch her drift. And then Lacey Evans, after the match, punched out Becky Lynch. So they're moving that story around. I'm liking that they're keeping Lacey on the level of Becky Lynch. I'm like that they're elevating her to that point. I don't know how the match will be at Money in the Bank, but I'm liking the direction they're going. I'm liking how they're treating her as a legitimate contender. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like how they're slowly building Lacey, that they're doing something with her, that they're sort of pointing her at Becky. I think that's all quality.
Yeah. Naomi beat Billie Kay on Monday Night Raw. So that was a thing. The War Raiders, who then became the Viking Experience, now the Viking Raiders, destroyed the Lucha House Party tonight.
Okay. I had to laugh that they changed the name this fast.
The experience lasted 7 days. Can we get some F's in chat for
the Viking Experience?
The Viking Experience. Because, yeah, it didn't last long. It didn't last very long. Sami Zayn came out to tell it, how showed us how happy he's been over the last 10 months and how we bring out the negativity. We put it on him and he told us that we can all go to hell. I'm liking what they're doing with Sami. Like, Sami is being set up. Again, they're working on developing personas for new characters that are hopefully aren't stagnant like the top heels we have currently on Raw. So with Bray and with Sami, we're developing new character personas for these people who we know can deliver.
Well, let's see what Bray's going to be, because we don't know if he's going to be a babyface or a heel yet. But we're all assuming it's going to be a heel, but let's...
But I'm saying they're just developing a character that we can get behind, you know what I mean?
Well, some people can get behind it.
But we're developing characters, and that's something we need on Raw.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Because, let's face it, when Baron Corbin wrestles, we all zone out. That's a thing. Cesaro beat Cedric Alexander. Cesaro came out to the bar music with a generic Titantron, and he, like, they did all the lighting for the bar entrance, and he just walked straight to the ring. It's like,
huh.
This felt like, hey, Cesaro, you're due at Raw.
So they broke up the bar.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the bar has been officially broken up. So I don't know what the status is of Sheamus in his health right now. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. Poor Cedric. He lost to Cesaro. I'm warning now, it's not going to be good for him. But Monday Night Raw opened with Triple H. The game, he came to the ring, Seth Rollins came out, they talked some stuff. Hunter mentioned, you went into WrestleMania as a Kingslayer, and Seth Rollins is like, sorry, just back off of that, and then became a Beast Slayer. And talked about how the landscape has changed, and he announced that Money in the Bank's around the corner, and Seth Rollins talked about how he's cashed in successfully, and how he won't let anyone cash in on him. But he mentioned that, where's Brock, and Brock's not around. Hunter announced that there will be two triple threat matches tonight, with the winner of those two matches facing off in the main event of Monday Night Raw. That would have been great if Hunter announced it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The announcers mentioned everything as the show was starting. Kind of made the promo kind of pointless at that point. Because you had Joe come out, and then you had Drew McIntyre come out, and then you had Rey Mysterio come out, and you had The Miz come out, and Baron Corbin come out, and AJ Styles come out, and they all made comments about how they're going to do this and how they're going to be the next number one contender, yada, yada, yada. I know you want to set the table for your show, but if your main event, if your opening promo is the one thing to set up the show, don't have the announcer set up the show and then do the 15-minute promo. You wasted everyone's time. Well, what they did was good. It just, they ruined it for the TV viewer by having announcers put over, hey, these matches are happening, before Hunter announced them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone cut a fine little promo, but it just, it took me out of the situation.
I feel like somebody didn't think that one through fully.
No, they didn't.
At all.
No.
And, I mean, I get it, you had Hunter do it for the live crowd, but I feel like you could have, like, had Hunter do it for the live crowd and the TV audience, and it'd be equally as effective, and then you have the announcers make the announcements, as it were. So I feel like this was a little detail that got missed in writing the script.
Which apparently didn't get finished till right before the show, so that's always good. So
that's probably something that, yeah, it was like they didn't catch that, or they didn't, or somebody put that in and they didn't realize it. I feel like that's something that somebody didn't catch, and it went on the air.
Yeah, pretty much. Which led to AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and Rey Mysterio's, and holy crap, this is a really good match.
I would like more of this, please. Thank you.
AJ Styles hit a Styles Clash on Mysterio on top of Joe for the victory. Oh, that was a great finish.
Like, that was a wonderful finish.
The double backdrop off the top rope was great, too. This was really good.
The fact that we got that for free is kind of awesome.
So that's a pay-per-view main event right there. And then it was Miz, McIntyre, and Corbin. Corbin won that. Match was okay, but
it was what it was. I mean, it was a fine showing, but it was not on the same level as AJ, Joe, and Ray.
We'll go with that as the statement. Then in your main event, it was AJ Styles and Baron Corbin for the number one contendership. AJ Styles picked up the win, and he's going on to face Seth Rollins for the first time ever in WWE for the Universal Championship.
I'm not going to lie, I was screaming about other things at this point, so I am excited for AJ and Seth. Like, that should be a really good match to see.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are upset about it, but this will be very entertaining to watch. Because like they said, it's first time ever in at least WWE, but I think it's first time ever in general.
It might be first time in general.
Unless they face each other in ROH.
They could have, but I don't know. Someone will, the internet will figure it out at some point. So that's basically it, what happened tonight. They shook hands, and there's the respects thing, and it'll be a hell of a match at Money in the Bank in a month.
It should be. I like how they're already stacking Money in the Bank. That should be a lot of fun.
And next week, we'll learn the competitors in the Money in the Bank matches, as we'll have a moment of bliss with Alexa Bliss, and I guess she's revealing competitors.
Okay.
And she's also very intrigued by the Bray Wyatt segment. Hey, folks. Into the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
If you want to hear my soul die again on air, tune in.
Because we may be talking about it again.
Probably not, but maybe. We'll see.
We'll probably be talking about it. Just, I have a hunch. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Episode 9 of it is available now. Episode 10 will be available on Tuesday night. Saturday night, midnight edition, Super Radio, Greater Than Great Debate.com, SuperRadioLive.com, Sunday night, Russell Talk. Can't say sure, but I would assume this week, I assume it'll be on the air 10 p.m. Eastern. There's a lot to talk about now on Russell Talk Radio. We'll be back next Monday night. to enjoy more of the Firefly Funhouse. Right here on the Raw Post Show every Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitch.tv/WTR Live is the Twitch channel. Follow and subscribe. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. That's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. It's that simple. Just click on the purple rectangular button above the player. Do it. It's cool. It's what all the cool kids do it. Use credit card Rocket Socket in the Fortnite item shop.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-D, where I promise I don't scream about Bray Wyatt and his blonde hair and his ugly chinos. I just talk
Lies.
About... I don't scream about it on most of my social medias, just tonight. The rest of the time, I talk about my hardwood floors. Because I'm redoing my house. But yes, at Linsward, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-D.
It's been the Raw Potion presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Rock. That's Lindsay. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock. I'm right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern on Davis and Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
We some Southern boys with the farmer strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better.
WildTalkRadio.com.